Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is Low Pocket Awareness. You guys already know what to do. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA underscore QB1. On Instagram, same thing, ALPA underscore QB1 for both. Also, a Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook. Go there. Follow us on Facebook. Hit the like button. And also, follow us on Twitter at the Mark John NFL for me, at King Manelos for Chris. And you got, or if you're new here, hit the subscribe button. All right, hit the subscribe button. You know,
that we get maybe download. Are you on Spotify? Are you on iTunes? Who knows? We're both of them. We're there on both of them.
We're there on both of them. All right, Chris. We're here to talk about playoffs today. Of course, it's playoff time. It's we're in January. Both our teams are not there this year. We did this last year was a good year for us, but. Now we're both here watching NFL. This is the first, your first time since when? Since when? Like what? 2017, right? Was it 2018?
Yeah, 17, 18. Yeah, one of those two.
Yeah, one of those two.
Right when Rodgers made sure to get McCarthy fired.
Yes, yes, that year. I mean, this is a normal occurrence for me, so I'm not really. Feel too bad.
I
mean,
so used well, to I it. Feel like hell because I went from a win-win situation. You know, it's my own fault for tooting my own horn in the last episode. I was going to get the Lions and my Lions prediction from the preseason. The Lions, the second best team in the NFC North. Check. Lions make the playoffs. Ooh. No. Yes. Seattle made that so that I'm not getting the Lions in the playoffs. And I also said that there were going to be three AFC North teams in the playoffs, and the Dolphins decided with their third string quarterback.
No, Joe Flacco decided because he played terrible that game. I don't know.
Yeah, Flacco did play pretty bad. He played pretty bad.
You're done. You need to retire because you got Garrett Wilson.
Lit up that secondary still though. He did work. And the Dolphins kicked the Steelers out. Even though the Steelers won their game, they kept that record for Mike Tomlin, never a below 500 season. But they kept me from my prediction. Well, they also kept me out of a parlay because I teased the Jets to plus 4.5 and that stupid safety right at the end. Bit me. So that whole game screwed me up. So now I'm sitting here with none of my predictions coming to be true. I mean, even my prediction about Steve Kimes and Cliff Kingsbury last year, they get extensions. But this year, Steve Kimes is going to step down and now they're going to fire Cliff Kingsbury. You just gave him more money and now you're firing him. So, like, how close do we have to get, Marcus? How close do we have to get to being right, but not actually be right?
I don't know, man. I mean, with some of those, I mean, technically we are right. I mean, it's the Cardinals weren't.
Yeah, we did. They were so bad they forced J.J. Watt to retire.
I know, man. J.J. Watt was balling too, man. I kind of wanted him to join the
Raiders. J.J. Watt, he had a 3-sack game. Didn't he have 2 sacks in his final game of his career?
He was balling still, bro.
Dude can still play. He just got demoralized by playing for the Cardinals.
I think it was a little bit of a heart issue, too. I think the heart thing's probably...
Well, yeah, I think that probably was actually the main reason why. Nothing to do with my little narrative.
I like the narrative, though, Chris. I like it.
Well, I don't like being here on the playoffs and my team not being there. What a complete and utter letdown.
Yeah, especially just, I guess, because how the game went, too, man. It wasn't like a shootout. It was kind of just an ugly, cold game, you know, and then, you know.
Well, the Packers proved why they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. They were the second worst team in the red zone this year. They couldn't score a touchdown in the red zone again against Lions. It was even worse when in Detroit because we actually turned the ball over instead of getting field goals. If we would have kicked field goals in Detroit, we would have won that game. But here – we're getting field goals, and then it's just a comedy of errors. 4 drops in the game. The Romeo Doubs drop is probably the most egregious one because that cornerback was so lost. Doubs would have scored a touchdown, with how Rodgers dropped that ball into his hands in full stride. He was gone down the sideline. The safety wasn't going to get there. That was probably the most egregious drop. But I was really excited to find out the Packers were second in the NFL in drops this year.
Okay.
A.J. Dillon, just a miserable drop on third down where he would have gotten the first down. A drive continues. But that's not even the worst thing that happened. That Aaron Jones fumble, that sealed the fate of the game, in my opinion. Forget Quay Walker pushing a trainer. Forget Rasul Douglas coming up and pretending like it's the NBA and he's going to block the three when it's a dead ball situation. He goes over there and what, have you ever seen that before?
No.
What is he doing? Coming to grab the football? What is that? So just a comedy of errors. Just a comedy of errors. They didn't deserve it. They did everything in their power to put themselves in a position to go to the playoffs. And then I don't know what's going on, but the Packers can't win in Lambeau anymore in clutch games.
Yeah, that's weird. Brett Favre is thinking, like, what is wrong with you, Aaron? Because I never lost there. I didn't lose. Only time I lost there was like
Mike Vick. Michael Vick started all. Mike Vick started it all. The Packers were 11-0 at Lambeau in the playoffs, and then Mike Vick went in there and won. And the Packers are now 8-7 in the playoffs at home ever since that game. And now Rodgers can't even get them into the playoffs. By the way he walked off the field,
yeah,
the way the dead cap situation is, the way that his contract's set up, you thought he was getting traded last year? He's getting traded this year.
You think he walks away or he gets traded?
He gets traded. He's not walking away from – I mean, he's got $50 million a year in the next 2 years of his contract. He's not walking away from anything. He's walking away from Lambeau. They're going to go out. It's going to be a mutual, like there's no end fighting like there was last year or the year before. He's getting traded this offseason.
I honestly would like to see him come to the Raiders just because I would like to see him and Josh McDaniels fight on the sideline because that would be awesome. That would 100%. Because, you know, Josh is just an arrogant prick, and and Aaron Rodgers is a little bit of an arrogant prick. It would be awesome. I think there would be definitely a clash of because especially if he came and played with Devontae, he would definitely.
He's gonna be doing what he did with Holmgren, drawing up his own, or not Holmgren, with McCarthy. He'll be drawing up his own plays in the huddle, and the entire offense will mutiny against McDaniels. It will be a fact because you're not getting Jacobs back.
Yeah,
he just earned a massive contract. He's not coming back.
You can't tell Raiders fans that, though, man. They'll freak out. You cannot tell Raiders fans that Jacobs is not coming back. But what my thought process is with that is they ran him into the ground a little bit. They drafted two guys behind him, right? They didn't play him. They stashed one. They didn't even put the guy in the practice squad. He was on the team all year and just was inactive every game. So what are they stashing him for? Because they didn't want somebody else to take him. So obviously they have a plan to move on from him. I guess it's right in people's faces, but they don't want to see it. They're gonna be so mad, man. They're gonna be mad. But they made a concession plan already. They have one ready. They stashed a guy like Britton. Like it's, to me, like you got to play Britton Brown, right? I mean, you drafted him. He looked pretty good in the preseason. You know, Jacobs is a little hurt. You haven't really played Zamir White, but he just kept being inactive, and he never got cut to the practice squad. They would bring up guys back and forth. They never cut him. That's a stash, Chris, right? That means they really – and they're stashing him. We're going to get whatever we can get out of Jacobs, and here comes Britton. Britton's coming in to be the starter. That's, I mean, right? I mean, or something? Or
yeah, you're not wrong.
Okay, so I don't know. You know, it's going to be weird Raiders era, man, with everything moving on. It's going to be weird how this all – comes out. I'm not really excited about it, but we'll see how this goes. Maybe if we get Tom or Aaron, maybe. Chris, maybe.
I think Tom is real. I think it's realistic. I think you're getting Tom Brady.
See, I've done a lot of research on this, Chris.
He's either back in Tampa as their quarterback or he's your quarterback. There's no like
he's not a fan of Josh. That's the thing. He's not a fan of Josh.
He's going to run his system. He's going to concede to Brady. He's going to concede to Brady.
He won't, though. That's the problem.
I'm telling you. No, he left. He was not Josh, and you know it. He left because of Belichick.
It was both. See, that's the thing. Like, it's both, man.
Dealing with one, not both of them combined. He's just dealing with one.
I went back and watched the documentary, bro. I went back and watched the documentary. I was like,
that's what I was just going to say. They were talking about Derek Carr. Like, you're going to pick that guy over me?
Yeah, I understand that. But, like, in the documentary, he says he has a whole episode about Bill O'Brien, right? Because he loves Bill O'Brien. The whole episode about him, right? Then the next episode is about where them picking Jimmy Garoppolo, okay? And he says a lot of weird things about Josh McDaniels. He says, like, Josh McDaniels came back, and we had to relearn each other. Like, I don't even know what that means. And then half of the episode, like the beginning of the episode, was him being jealous of Peyton Manning during those couple of years, because Peyton Manning was just running his offense too in Denver. He was running his offense in Denver and was balling and threw 55 touchdowns. Like, there's a little part of it. So he even brought up his jealousy. I was like, I was watching Peyton. He went to a new team and he just won MVP. And then he talked about over here, I was struggling. I don't know how much that dynamic is with him and Josh. That's the thing. And then you got to bring like Alex Guerrero with him. What does Josh want to do with Alex Guerrero? His little spirituality. It's Tom Brady's more of a
bro. It's Vegas, Vegas, we'll Vegas, Vegas. Hashtag we'll see is right. Hashtag
I'll take Tom right. though. Like 100%. I take Tom though. I mean, we're gonna be good automatically. That's the only way I see us being good next year is with Tom Brady. So I'm 100% with that. It's just
okay.
Man, they're gonna have to entice him like a lot. And Josh might even have to tell him, like, hey, you run the offense. You tell me what you want to do. And then I mean, or how Bill O'Brien, man. He likes Bill O'Brien. Maybe do that. Fire the OC.
Yeah, make Bill make Bill your OC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of change in the season across the league.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. So of course, you know, to kind of go into this, I mean, Derek Carr is being traded or released. He announced he is leaving today, did his little farewell to Raider Nation, talked about how he was going to retire as a Raider, but the last couple weeks built the fire again. The fire is back.
they built a fire. I did see that.
Some fire is going through him. So Derek Carr is being traded or released. I think they handled this terribly, even if they didn't like Derek. They've really slandered him afterwards. I mean, they've like questions his intangibles, which is weird. I mean, like, we obviously saw his intangibles last year, so I don't know why we're trying to question. The question is toughness. Of, like, he hasn't missed two games. Come on, guys. But, like, you know, there's reports from like Michael Lombardi, who, you know, Mick Lombardi's OC. So, of course, Michael Lombardi's like, he's a mouthpiece for them. And he's talking about how they never wanted him, they thought he was Jay Cutler. So, I'm like, okay, so you come in there and you think he's Jay Cutler, and because you don't want to trade him. Because of optics, because you don't want to look like you did that before. So you basically traded for Davante Adams for no reason, in my opinion.
Oh, like, yeah. There's no reason. At this point, there's no reason for why they brought Davante in. Thanks for ruining my season.
Did they think he was going to stay?
You ruined my season. You ruined my season. And you ruined yours at the same time.
For a guy you didn't like, why would you go trade for somebody and bring a wide receiver in for a guy you don't like and don't see you going forward with, and then pay Devontae all that money, right? And you know, Devontae has an out too. Devontae, if his guarantee doesn't hit till after March, so they can trade him or whatever, or he has a time to request a trade if they don't find a quarterback quick. Because he even said that he's like, I want to pick the quarterback. You guys can't pick the quarterback, which is like, if you don't get Tom or Aaron, you better trade me, because I might not play with Will Levis. I ain't waiting for that to happen.
Do you have cap room? Do you have cap room for Rodgers and his 50 mil?
If they trade Carr, they open up about 29. I don't know.
Okay.
They have 35 mils. They have like 55. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All your draft picks. Just give me all your draft picks.
Yeah. They have the assets to go get it.
There's nobody on that roster that I want. I don't even want Darren Waller.
No. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Maybe. So, like, if you give me Darren and two firsts, that's a different conversation.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm sure they won't try to get rid of any of the pieces if they get Aaron. But yeah, so I just think they handled this terribly, man. And then, you know, Mark Davis came in and made the decision, I believe. He didn't want to pay him the $40 million guaranteed. He must go after Tom. So you guys just better get Tom Brady, man. If you guys think you can get Tom and you did this, which I think they did, to get Tom Brady, you better get him. That's all I'm saying.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Because, you know, you can say what you want about Derek Carr. But I mean, he's a top 15 quarterback, no matter how you slice it, right? And, you know, I saw something like the top 15 passing offenses made the playoffs this year. I mean, so usually get a top 15 passing offense because the Raiders were that this year in, like, EPA or whatever you want to do, wherever you want to put it at. So for them to, you know, move on from that,
yeah.
You got a plan. You better have a plan, man. And it doesn't seem like they have one because Jared Stidham's not going to work.
No, it doesn't.
Stidham's not going to work. It ain't working. Obviously, we saw that. I mean, it's
not. Man, they ran ring around. They put a ring around the Rosie on you.
Yeah.
I've never in my entire life seen something more disrespectful.
Yeah. It was super disrespectful, man.
But yeah, they can do it and get away with it because they just smacked the hell out of you guys.
And it was embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? And even to put that out there, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they kind of got away with it a little bit against the Niners with some amazing catches and stuff like that. But it was the same quarterback play I saw on tape from Jared Stidham in both games. He looked like a backup, right? So, so that can't be their plan, right? Then we have to make sure Tom wants to come, right? I mean, they have to take all the things that come with Tom there, and then Tom is gonna want some input on this offense too because he run this offense longer than Josh McDaniels has been calling it. So that's gonna be the interesting part, man. It's gonna be the interesting part with that is what is your plan though? Like, are you gonna draft a quarterback? CJ Stroud hasn't came out. I don't know. I haven't looked at Twitter. He hasn't declared yet. He's got 4 days. He's got till Monday. He ain't declared yet. What is he waiting?
Well, you can't have the back-to-back national champion QB because he's staying. He's staying. Dude's as old as Lamar Jackson, and he is staying in college.
No, he isn't. Did he announce that for real?
He announced he's back.
Oh God, what is he doing? He's a lifetime.
He's going for his third. He's gonna try. He's gonna take his. He's gonna take a shot at that first 12-team college football playoff.
Oh, I see. So it's just gonna be interesting to see how this goes, man. Because they just don't have a plan for it. I think Derek Carr's gonna get released eventually. I think he's gonna go to the Saints or some team like that. I think everybody wants to say the Jets, but the Jets just fired the offensive coordinator. So who knows what offensive
coordinator. Did they fire him? I know that they were talking about that's Matt LaFleur's little brother, by the way, that offensive coordinator in New York for the Jets. I heard that they weren't stopping him from conversations with other teams. I didn't hear he got fired.
Yeah, he got fired. Or mutually parted ways. They said they kind of blamed him for the front office blamed him for not developing Zach Wilson, and the coaching staff did it. So a riff in the coach. I don't know why Derek Carr would want to go there. So there's no reason for Derek Carr to go to. Why would you go for the Raiders?
We talked about this. We talked about this in the last episode. I think you're right. The Saints is the most logical landing point for Derek Carr.
Yeah. Because I mean, that kind of
makes
shows
the most sense.
The Jets dysfunction a little bit is, you know, you're having a riff. Like the front office is telling the office quitter he's not developing the guy I drafted, and the coaches are like, "Yeah, he is. Your guy just sucks." You know,
the decision that you made was a very bad one. That's a prediction that I can stamp. There's a stamp of approval right there for that prediction.
Yeah, it's just weird, man. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what the future's gonna look like. I hope they can draft a quarterback or something, but if they can't, I don't know what they're gonna do. I even fear what quarterback they're gonna draft. You know, I don't know what John. He drafted Tim Tebow, Chris. He drafted Tim Tebow, and it seems like, haha, that's a joke, right? But you know, I did a thing where I looked up every quarterback the Patriots have drafted and Josh McDaniels has drafted since he's been in the league or been offensive coordinator, and they all have the same profile, really. And Tim Tebow fit the profile, so I don't know if a guy fits the profile, he thinks he can do something with it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like Tim Tebow was like a reach from outside of what he actually is looking for, which was scary when I saw that. I was very scared. I was like, oh, you just thought you could turn him into a quarterback. You thought you could make him Tom Brady because you're Josh McDaniels, which is also my problem with it, too. He's like, he thinks he wants to make everybody Tom Brady. Like, not every quarterback's Tom Brady, bro. I mean, not
every well, maybe just get Tom Brady, and then you don't have to worry about it for a few.
What happens for a year?
You get 1 year of fun.
Another thing I talked about, Chris, too, is that every single quarterback that's played under him, besides Tom Brady, has basically had the same stats. I wrote an article about it on SB Nation. The same stats. The same exact, like 62% completion percentage around there. Same YPA, 7.2, passer rating. He's never had a guy over 92 without Tom Brady, ever.
You're in so much trouble.
Ever. And Derek Carr basically had the same stats as every quarterback. It was like Matt Castle, Kyle Orton, Mac Jones. I mean, you can say the names are bad, or whatever, but he chose those guys, right? So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, Cam Newton looked absolutely terrible because I went back. He tried to make Cam Newton Tom Brady, which was, I don't know, what are you thinking? That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm worried about. So if you draft Anthony Richardson or something, right, because Anthony Richardson fits your profile, and then you try to turn Anthony Richardson, which I think he plays pretty decent for the pocket, but he's not Tom Brady.
No.
If you try to make him Tom Brady, what happens to him? You
know what I mean? Like, some serious problems. That's what happens.
I don't know, man. This guy's like, I need a quarterback for my system. It's not a court. I have a system I can build around a quarterback. That's his whole problem. We're in trouble.
Well, let's get into those guys that are still playing. We can take that focus off of our teams who laid an absolute egg this season. We both projected some serious numbers from our teams, and neither of them got it. So let's talk about the guys that are still playing. We got some football coming up on Saturday, the opening weekend.
Yes, sir.
Of the NFL playoffs. Two games on Saturday. We got the Niners hosting the Seattle Seahawks and the Jaguars hosting the LA Chargers.
Man, these are going to be tough games to pick.
I don't think these are tough at all.
You don't?
No.
Who are you going?
If you want to make a money line bet, I'm taking the home teams.
Okay, you're money lines. Okay, money line bet, you're taking the home team. Because that 9.5, they're saying that the Seahawks, the Niners beat the Seahawks by 2 touchdowns in the playoffs.
Dude, it's at 10 on ESPN showing 10. I don't know if it started at 10 or if it moved back to 9.5. I got it at 9.5 right now for the live betting. I'm taking Seattle in the 9.5, by the way, because this is an NFL playoff game and both of these teams are going to be locked in. The defenses are going to be all over these offenses. This is a division game. I'm taking the plus 9.5 and I'm taking the under 42.5. We saw Geno Smith. He's been pressing.
I'm not going to take the under on this one. I would say I think it gets over 42.5 just because I think the Niners offense is pretty good. I think the Seahawks give up some points, but I think Geno is going to be able to pass the ball on the 49ers. Because the 49ers, if you can get some time, you can pick them apart.
I don't think they're going to get time. I think being at home with the way that defense is playing right now, they are the healthiest that they've been all season also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to be wreaking havoc on that young offensive line. Now, it's a better offensive line in Seattle than we've seen in a long time. But I just think that they're going to be way too amped up. They're my Super Bowl favorite coming out of the NFC. I think that defense is very likely to pitch a shutout. I'm not calling for a shutout. I think Seattle scores 10 to 17 points.
Okay.
And I think that offensively, they're going to tell Brock Purdy, do not do anything to turn this ball over. Manage this game. They're going to run the ball. Seattle's going to stack the box and try and make Brock Purdy pass. Brock's just going to – he's going to play smart, and he's not going to turn the ball over. So I think that it's going to be an offense and a defense that will have a moment to – the defense might even score for the Niners on this one. So that's what makes me say take the under. I think Seattle keeps it close because Seattle's got something to prove this year. I think Geno Smith can play more freely now. He's been pressing the last few weeks, and I think that was just because he wanted to get in the playoffs. But now that they're in the playoffs, I think Pete Carroll's message this whole week is the Niners are the ones that have something to prove. We don't. Play free, play fast. If we're close in the fourth quarter, you know, then we have our chance to win. But I think that this is just kind of a battle of attrition. Wait for somebody to make a mistake. Whoever capitalizes on the mistake wins the game. Under, and Seattle keeps it close. It's not going to be two touchdowns.
That's crazy. Yeah, plus 9.5 is crazy. I'm going to go Niners here. I mean, I just have some kind of feeling, though. But
-9.5? You're taking the Niners -9.5? Or you're taking Niners money line?
I'm taking the Niners money line
here. Okay. All right.
Because I think Brock Purdy plays pretty well in the system. I think he's you know, to be honest, I mean, I don't think he's a bad starter. You know, I think he could actually become above average starter, to be honest, with watching some of his film and some of the throws he makes. But he's a rookie, right? And I think the playoffs are going to be super fast. I know Geno Smith hasn't played in the playoffs either, but this is a different speed. And I think that's going to take him a little while to get used to. And it might even take Geno a little while to use to. So, you know, now that I think about it, it might hit the under in this game. So, but that's going to be the key. It's like, is it going to be too fast for Brock Purdy? Is because, you know, there's on the other side, the Seahawks, I mean, they've been playing the playoffs, a lot of those guys, you know, for a minute. I mean, I know they got a lot of young guys over there, but even like some of the safeties are playing, like Diggs, you know, and, you know, some of the inside players and DK Metcalf, those guys, I mean, Tyler Lockett, they've been in these situations before. And, you know, and I know Ayuk and Deebo Samuel have too, and I know that, but it's gonna be a good matchup, I believe, man. But I gotta go Niners. I can't go Seahawks here. I don't think the Seahawks are good enough to beat them. They just aren't good enough.
Agreed. So we're on the same page there. If you're making a money line bet, take the Niners. We both believe the Niners win this game. I'm taking Seattle in the points, though. I think the Seahawks cover in this game.
Okay, I say Brock Purdy throws three touchdowns, and we're gonna start the Brock Purdy hype. It could be right.
All three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe like a 21-17 type of match.
But I mean, I'm good with that. 21-17, that keeps it in the under. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. 21-17, because, yeah, I still think the Seahawks are going to have a little bit of issues. Even though my teams might try to duplicate what the Raiders did, which is just a lot of misdirection and getting Fred Werner off point and trying to, you know, hit those one-on-ones against those wide receivers, those corners over there. So we'll see, though. We'll see.
Hashtag all right. We'll see.
Chargers, Jags. What are you doing with this one, Chris?
Give me the Jags and the points at home.
You're taking who?
The Jags and the points at home. Jaguars.
Oh, you're taking the Jags here.
The Chargers are the favorite.
Okay.
To win the game, they're -2.5. I'm taking the points. Jacksonville 2.5. I think Jacksonville straight up wins this game.
Okay.
I like Jacksonville at home. There's just been something about Jacksonville in the playoffs. When they make the playoffs, they like always make it to the AFC Championship game. Look at the history of the team. It's just how it works out. I like their front seven. I think that Justin Herbert's going to do what he's been doing, which is the check down monster. I think defensively, they're going to do enough to win the game. Now, if you want to talk over under, that line's at 47.5 for a reason, because Vegas thinks that both these teams are going to be scoring some points. I just really like what Trevor Lawrence has been doing and how he's been clicking offensively with Doug Peterson at the helm for him. I really, really, really have just way more faith in how they operate than when Justin Herbert is just kind of subject to the offense that he's in. There's way more of a chance that Herbert doesn't have a good game, in my opinion, than Trevor Lawrence having a bad game.
So a couple things to this game. I think I'm going Chargers here. I think the Chargers are going to win this game. The reason why, I mean, money line, whatever you guys want to call it. I'm going Chargers. So you go.
Are you taking them -2.5?
Yeah.
You got them winning by 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than 3. Okay. I think the Chargers actually go in there, and I think they're going to handle this pretty well. It's going to be little, not eye-opening, but it's going to start the buzz of them playing the Chiefs next week. It's going to, because that's what we all want to see. We all want to see her. We want to see Allen, Burrow, Herbert, Mahomes, division around. It's like the dream of all the football world. So I think that's going to happen because I think this game's going to be close, right? And I think if the game is close, Herbert's going to pull it out. No matter how
he plays. I think it's the other way. I think if the game's close, it's going to go to Trevor Lawrence. He's just been – something clicked for him a little bit more than halfway through the season, and he's got that clutch gene right now. He's killing it.
Yeah. So you know, I would actually love for the Chargers to go up like 21-3 and then lose this game 24-21. That's actually my dream. That's actually this game to go. But in all seriousness, I just think the Chargers defense is the hottest defense in football. They are stopping anybody in front of them, and they're playing really well. And I know they didn't play well last week, but I mean, what does that mean? The game didn't even matter. I don't know why they played Justin Herbert so long, but you know, weeks before that, I mean, they shut down the Dolphins. I mean, with Tua, and then they put them on lock. You know, and they've been playing pretty well since then. Michael Davis has been playing out of his mind. Asante Samuel is really good out there. They got Derwin James, Khalil Mack, and Joey Bosa are back. Morgan Fox is pretty good in the middle, playing defensive tackle. So they're playing defense because Brandon Staley saw all the Sean Payton rumors. I'm telling you, they got 6-6, and that Sean Payton was lurking. So the shadow of Sean Payton start to lurk in his office. So the shadow was right. He's and Sean was like, "You better start playing defense, man, or I'm coming." So he went to the lab and they started playing some good defense, man. They play a lot of man to man. I think they're going to be able to man up and man match and make Trevor Lawrence hold the ball just a little bit long enough. Because they can stop.
He is missing his left tackle.
Yeah, he's missing his left tackle, and the wide receivers he has, they're good,
but right? They're not elite. They're not. Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Oh, Marcus, I don't like your logic. You're making me second guess myself. No,
yeah.
No, I'm sticking with Trevor Lawrence. I am going to keep the faith with Trevor Lawrence in this one. I'm not going to flip, but I want to.
Yeah, I mean,
you're talking me into it.
Yeah, because the Chargers are really talented. They just have a terrible offensive coordinator. So, like I said, I don't know if they're going to go all the way, but I think this game is going to be close. And if Justin Herbert close, I'm going Justin Herbert over Trevor Lawrence. That's kind of how I'm going with this game. So, you know, people try to say I'm a Herbert hater. I'm not a Herbert hater. I'm just a Raiders fan that, you know, sees his flaws. It's like Packers fans see Justin Fields' flaws, and other people who aren't Packers fans aren't. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is.
Hey, I want to sneak this in here really fast. I just saw a proposal for what they want to do to Soldier Field. It's a $2.2 billion proposal to upgrade Soldier Field. And then they've got this entertainment district that they're putting along with it. I am blown away. And I actually really hope that Chicago can pull this off.
Yeah, it looks nice, man. I mean, that would be big for their everything.
That's it's insane what they want to put in there. I can't the markups, the drawings, the way that you can move through this drawing. Like, this is a legit proposal. I don't know where they're going to get $2.2 billion, and I don't know how that survives in the city of Chicago because it is an absolute war zone right now. But they would be incredible if they could do that.
Well, I mean, get the, you know, that revenue, man. I mean, get a nice little revenue insane.
Bond, right? It would be absolutely insane if they can pull that off. That would be amazing.
City always finds a way. They'll find a way. All right, yeah. So I'm going Chargers. Chris is going Jags.
I'm taking the points though.
Okay.
My +2.5.
He's taking the points +2.5.
So that's right. Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. So we're going to the games that we shouldn't even really talk about, the Dolphins and Bills. I mean, come on. If the Bills lose that game, they're cursed. And you know,
so, yeah, this is not the year. This is not the year.
But, yeah, the Bills win that one. I kind of want to even take the -13. I even think about taking the -13, bro. I really feel like they're – even if they start off slow, it's going to be a slow build to a 21-point win.
Do you think so?
Like, yeah, I think it's going to be like a slow build. Even because I know the Dolphins – Dolphins usually play the Bills pretty well on defense. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like a slow build, type of thing. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's not playing, right? It's all Skylar Thompson, right?
I'm pretty sure it's Skylar Thompson. I'm pretty sure.
I like Skylar. I thought Skylar was an underrated prospect last year.
He looked pretty good against the Jets. I'm not gonna lie. That's not a bad defense by any means. That's a top five defense, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He beat a top five defense. Now, granted, he might have been at home while he did it, but the Bills. I'll take the minus 13 as well. They win by two scores. This is the year of destiny for Buffalo.
You think so?
They got that preseason number. Everybody's picking them at the beginning of the year, and then with Hamlin and returning the kick on the opening drive in the first game back after he goes down. And they haven't had a kickoff return for a touchdown in 3 years and 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team of destiny this year right now, Marcus. So, I'm going to take them to cover that 13 points.
Yeah, let's take that. Okay. This is my
don't even have to talk about – Josh Allen in our breakdown, because this is just going to be – going to be insane.
We'll talk about that. Giants Vikings. This is an interesting one, Chris. I want to see where you go on this one. Giants versus Vikings.
If you're gonna give me the Giants plus 3, I'm taking it. Vegas is calling this a coin flip. Vegas is calling this a coin flip. This is that standard. You get 3 points because you're at home, and that's the only reason why you get 3 points. I'm taking the plus 3, and I'm taking the under 48.
Okay.
The Vikings won with a 61-yard field goal in the regular season as time expired.
I know.
As time expired.
The Vikings are the biggest frauds, but the Vikings are not good. You know, it kind of makes me feel like when the Raiders went to the playoffs in 2016, what would they really have done if they got there? Because I don't know what the Vikings – like, it's hard for me to pick the Vikings because – I know Daniel Jones could have a good game because their defense is terrible, right? So they have a terrible defense. They are awful over there. Awful. You know, that's why all the games are close, because they're pretty damn good on offense. They're really good on offense, to be honest. Really good, right? Kevin O'Connell is drawing it up. He's using Justin Jefferson all over the place, even though he got shut down by the Packers the other day. But I mean, he's been balling pretty much. Right? And you know, and the Giants probably, you know, the Giants are gonna come after them. I mean, Wink Martindale, we already know he's gonna. We know you, Wink. You are going to blitz, and you're going to run cover zero. And pretty good man corners over there that can hang with. But I mean, Justin Jefferson's going to have a big day. I know he is. Kirk Cousins is probably going to play pretty well. But you know, I think Daniel Jones is going to start the New York the road to 46 million. He's playing for 46 mil right now, Chris. I don't know if you saw that. He's demanding. Did you see that?
Like, I can't even talk about this guy.
I'm telling you, if he wins this game, man, that 46 mil is on lock. You know, every New York person is gonna love him. I already told you, they're already on the bandwagon. Let him win a playoff game on the road.
It's gonna happen.
Because I think they're gonna win this game too. Because I think these teams are equal, right? Way more equal than the records say. And I just think that I think the Giants are just a little more tested. I wouldn't even say that. It's going to be interesting. I just don't trust Kirk Cousins. So,
no, I don't trust Kirk Cousins. The Vikings have proven they've been frauds the last 5 games of the season.
Yeah.
Like, this is just – it's not good for them.
No, it's not.
It's not a good look for them.
Good on offense. So, I mean, they're gonna put up some points, but man, I mean they struggled with the Bears last week when they had their starters in. And the Bears had Nathan Peterman, and that game was close. That game was close for a little bit, closer than it should have been in the first half. So it's gonna be interesting to see this game. But I'm going Giants +2.5, +3, and then I'm money line. I'm hitting that money line, man. I'm hitting that plus money line.
I'm taking the plus 3 as well. Giants plus 3. You're going to give me 3 points for the Giants. There is a little bias in my heart, but I don't think I need the bias. I think this is a lock. I'd almost even say money line.
Okay.
That's if you're going to give me free money by giving me points, I'm going to take the points.
Okay. All right. I might go money line with this one. I'm pretty confident that the Giants are going to win that game. All right. Ravens, Bengals. That's another one of the battle of the backup quarterbacks. Even Tyler Huntley's not even practicing, so we might see Anthony Brown.
Well, so this has been the same situation for the last few weeks. Tyler Huntley has tendonitis in his throwing shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't throw him all. He doesn't throw a single pass all week long. Like he'll start ramping it up probably Friday or Saturday, so that he doesn't he's not cold going out there. But he's going to practice in a very limited capacity. They're saving him for the game. This team will rely heavily on their running game, as they should.
Yeah,
they're going to be successful running the football. I think because of the way that everything played out last week, the game that they played didn't mean anything because the Ravens, before the Bills game was canceled, they still had a shot at the division.
Mm-hmm.
They could have beat the Bengals twice and still not have won the division the way that everything played out. So yeah. I don't think they were in it this last week. I think this week they're in it. And they just re-signed Roquan Smith to a 5-year deal. He's now the highest paid linebacker in the NFL.
Saw that.
That defense is going to be humming. They are going to come out and they're going to play probably one of their best games of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this game goes because Joe Burrow, his two worst games this year, besides the start, since they went on their little run, the only two get-bad games he's had is against the Ravens. He didn't play well last week either. So it's going to be interesting to see how this game. I'm definitely taking that plus 10.
I'm right there with you. Plus 10. If I'm going to money line bet this, I'll take the Bengals because they're at home. It's a home game against the division opponent. Over-under is 40.5. I would probably say take the under in this one as well.
Let's go back to something. Here at AOPA, we like to talk about, the team colors and how sometimes they sleep into the team. Do the Bengals bungle? Do they bungle? Is that possible, Chris?
Well, the Bengals bungled. They bungled the entire playoff run last year and still made the Super Bowl.
So maybe, I don't know.
They'll bungle, and that's why the under is going to hit. But Tyler Huntley is not good enough to lead a game-winning drive. He's just not. I think it's more likely that the Bengals are up 7 with less than 2 minutes, and the Ravens got the ball to go downfield and tie the game. Now, if they were up 2, I say the Ravens win because Justin Tucker's going to kick from 80 yards and still make it. But because they're going to be down 7, Tyler Huntley's, and he's not going to put a drive together to win the game for the Bengals or for the Ravens. So the Bengals are going to bungle because this is one of the toughest defenses that they'll face through this entire process. They struggled with them twice already. Take the under, take the Ravens plus 10.
Take the Bengals money line.
Take the Bengals money line. Bengals survive and advance.
There's a lot of bad franchises in here, and one of them is playing each other, and the Bengals the Ravens. It'll be interesting to see if they just blew this game. That'd be funny, man. And because then it'd be like, oh, Joe, it's don't get too confident, man, because he's like, as long as I'm here, we're Super Bowl contenders. Like, oh, man.
He did say that. He did say that.
I just need you to relax. You're in Cincinnati. I know it went really well last year, but hold your ropes. You got to make a consistent. I mean, Boomer Sison thought he would do the same thing too, man. Boomer Sison thought he was going to come in there and win MVP with the Super Bowl. It's just a little tougher than you think, Joe. It's a little tougher than you think. So we'll see, though. Last one, Chris. This is
Monday Night Football. They put a playoff game on Monday night. Tom Brady's at home.
No, they put Dak Prescott on Monday night. They want Dak Prescott to get slandered. Tom Brady doesn't worry about any slander. He can play bad. Dak Prescott can't play bad on Monday night. It's like he man, this is a big game for him. Like, Tom Brady doesn't even matter. This game is just for Tom Brady. He doesn't care. It's another playoff game. They lose. They weren't good. They're 8-9. This is pressure on Dak Prescott. Like, Dak Prescott has to win this game.
And he looked like hell at home or on the road against the Commanders.
He really hasn't been playing well for a while. I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, the interceptions don't matter. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, they do, though. I mean, you could talk about how they happen. You know, 99% of interceptions aren't on the quarterback anyways because either wide receiver's doing something stupid, the ball pops in the air. But, you know, there is interceptions that are just bad. Like, he threw a bad throw and he threw a pick six on a simple, you know, stick out Omaha.
Out breaking a route. Yeah.
Missed it. Yeah. He threw it inside. Late inside equals pick six. So he that happened to him. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this game goes for him because the line is beat up. So they can't run the ball as well. They lost Terrence Steele. He's out for the season. So their running game is just depleted, basically. Right. And then, you know, and he really doesn't have these guys that are studs that can just win a one on one.
I mean, CeeDee had a hell of a year. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Man. He put up a huge year.
But his knock, I still think he has trouble separating a little bit outside. I think inside, if you move him around, it's awesome. So you have him and Michael Gallup, and you know they think they use Noah Brown outside more often than CeeDee. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you just have to kind of worry about that. But you know that's why I think the Bucks are going to win this game because you know I think.
Oh, straight up win! I'm taking the points. I'm not that comfortable to say a money line straight up victory. You're going to give Tom Brady 2.5 points at home. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to leave a little doubt there because who knows, maybe the Cowboys do decide that they're going to play a big game. But I do not have faith in Dak. I've continued to not have faith in Dak. Nothing's changed in my thought process on Dak Prescott. He is not worth the money that they are paying him to play quarterback in Dallas.
You know, Chris, you know, I kind of agree with you there, but. I like Dak though. I do like Dak Prescott. I didn't say
I didn't like the guy. He's not a $40 million man. He's just not that quarterback.
Yeah, but that goes. To be honest, like I still think quarterbacks get paid too much because that's why I hate the whole rookie quarterback deal narrative.
Because, sure.
Like the reason we have that narrative is because we pay quarterbacks too much. So if we didn't pay them as much, maybe we'd have more cap room. No. Maybe you don't pay because how much is Joe Burrow going to get? $60 million? Maybe we don't pay him $60 million. You don't have to worry about it, you know?
I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Okay,
You're talking about Daniel Jones getting $40 million, not more than 20 minutes ago.
They came out and said Daniel Jones is going to be asking for $46 million over 4 years.
Lamar's going to play on a $50 million franchise tag next season.
When Daniel Jones is asking for 46, because he basically said, you're going to give me $1 million more than Kyler, which is fair.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. The Cardinals ruined the quarterback market by giving Kyler Murray that money. And they only did that so he wouldn't take baseball money.
Deshaun Watson too, man.
Oh, yeah, that contract screwed things up pretty big time.
And then he played terrible. So that guy looks awful, really bad. Alrighty. So, all right, Chris. So you're taking a +2. Do you think who wins the game? Who do you think wins? You still go Cowboys?
No, what's the one thing that we've been preaching this entire show? Tom is terrific. Do not bet against Tom Brady. I'm not doing it. I bet against Tom Brady before. Guess what? It doesn't work out.
No,
you got Tom. No. Tom Brady's in the playoffs. I'm taking Tom Brady.
Chargers? Remember we picked the Chargers? Man, we thought the Chargers were going to go in there and beat them.
I do remember that.
The Chargers got stomped. That was crazy.
I'm not picking against Tom Brady. It's not happening.
Stomped. It was wild. All right. So, Chris. All right. So we're going with Super Bowl picks here. So we're going with our division around here. Even though you have the Jags playing the Chiefs.
I do have the Jags playing the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Jags playing the Chiefs. We got Bills, Bengals. I got Chargers playing the Chiefs. We both got the Bucks playing the Eagles. No, actually, we have the Eagles playing the Giants. And we have the Bucks playing the 49ers. and just give me the rematch. So I'm going to get crazy here with my pick. I think the Chargers beat the Chiefs and go to the AFC Championship game.
Oh, I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes. The only person that's going to make me pick against Patrick Mahomes is going to be Tom Brady.
Okay.
But with that being said, I'm going to contradict myself in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. All right. So we both have the Bills beat the Bengals. The Bills beat the Bengals. But I know you're ready to go Chiefs. I'm going Chargers. I think the Chargers, we started the Justin Herbert hype, and I kind of want Joe Lombardi to stay. So there's a little bit of part of that too, Chris, because I want Joe Lombardi to stay, that I'm going Chargers here into the AFC Championship game because there's a little bit of hope. Because then you have to think about it, right? Do you fire the offensive coordinator after going to the AFC Championship game? And Brandon Staley is so positive. He's going to find the positives in it, you know? All right. But, okay, AFC Championship, we both go Bills.
We both go Bills. And I'm the only reason I'm doing it, Team of Destiny, they're going to get a neutral field. I think they determined Atlanta is neutral field for the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
I'm going with the Team of Destiny this year.
See, I'm going – the Chargers have to go to Buffalo, which then they just get – then they just lose because it's cool, too cold and it's windy.
Yeah, they're going to – they will freeze out in Buffalo.
Drops. Justin Herbert only throws one. He only throws one way. His touch pass is like it's like
he's gonna get blown away in the Buffalo wind swirls.
It's gonna be hitting Mike Williams in the hands. His hands gonna break from just being so cold. Oh. So yeah, I'm going Bills.
We're both going NFC, Bills.
And NFC, I'm going Eagles win easily over the Giants.
I take Philly at home against the Giants. It's a division game. Home team always wins in a division game. Well, supposed to. My Packers kind of blew that one.
I'm taking the Bucks over the Niners. So I'm doing it, Chris.
You're doing Tom Terrific.
I'm doing Tom Terrific over Brock Purdy because I just think because
they played each other already this year, right?
Exactly.
They played each other, and they played in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's comparing him to Tom Brady. Tom Brady is definitely – he's Michael Jordan. So he's
– you know, that's potentially one of Brady's landing places too, San Francisco.
Yes, he's going to show him a tryout, man. It's going to be a tryout. And it's the thing is, you know, when you play Tom in the playoffs, it was what happened to the Rams last year. I mean, the Rams were, 27-3? And they just started, like, fumbling. It's like because all Tom has to do, if you go up, you know, like 21-10 or something, is just score a touchdown. Then everybody gets nervous.
You know, oh, man. Score one.
We got to score. You know, everybody tightens up a little bit when you play Tom. You see it, man. It's a real thing. Like, he brings
you're that. You're not wrong. Right? You're not wrong.
And you know, Patrick Mahomes does that too, right? You tighten up a little bit. You like, I got to make a play. Or, you know, I got to, you know, get a first down. And, you know, it's an offensive coordinator's head too, because if I don't get a first down here, I'm going to get the ball back to Tom. And Tom's going to go score no matter what, because it doesn't matter how good my defense is. I mean, he's done it. I mean, he was getting his butt kicked by the Broncos that one year, 2015, and he still found a way to almost tie that game. He was playing terrible. But it didn't matter because he's Tom Brady, and he's going to keep coming, right? So – unless they just blow him out, I'm going Bucks because I think he's going to finish it off. And Brock Purdy's not Matthew Stafford. And I just hope Todd Bowles doesn't play cover zero again. That's all I can ask for on that one. But I'm going to go Eagles versus Bills Super Bowl. I'm going to go Eagles, beat the Bucks, and we get a Jalen Hurts versus Josh Allen Super Bowl.
See, you can't tell me that Tom Brady's going to go into San Francisco and get the W. And then pick against him when he plays the Eagles. You can't do that.
Yeah, I just think the best team. I think they're the best team in the NFC, and I think they're the class of the NFC. I think they're the class of football, to be honest, this season. I think they've been the most consistent team. Jalen Hurts, when he's been playing, I mean, the two games they lost, really, were with Gardner Minshew. So who knows if they would have lost those games with Jalen. And I think he's going to get heal up a little bit longer. I think it was good they sat him out those games because he allowed him to heal up. Because his last game, they didn't even use him in the run game, right? So it's going to be interesting to see that, how that dynamic works with him. But I just think their defense is so good. And they got those guys in there to stop the run a little bit better. They're going to play enough defense, and they're going to beat Tom Brady.
I've got Brady losing in San Francisco. Take the under in that game. That offensive line is so banged up for Tampa. They don't have the ability to run the football. I think they can get away with all of that in a home game against the Cowboys. I just don't think that they can do that on the road against the healthy 49ers defense. I think that defense just swarms all over them. Tom will keep them in the game potentially, but you know, he'll use some of his Brady magic to make everybody freak out, but I think the Niners have enough to put it away. That's why I'm taking the Niners on the road against the Eagles. I think that Niners defense will get to Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts experiences more problems at home against the Giants defense. That's no joke. I think his shoulder injury could limit him on what he really wants to be doing. I don't have the Eagles surviving that Niners defense. Niners-Bills is my Super Bowl.
All right, man. Niners-Bills. I mean, you're taking a rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl, man. It's going to be interesting, man, if that happens.
No, it's not. They're going to get run at the stadium. I told you, team of destiny, Buffalo Bills.
They're going to run them out. You think the Bills are going to run them out of the stadium? Oh,
I think that the Bills are a team of destiny this year. They might not run them out of the stadium, but I think the Bills, everything's going to just go their way like the Bengals had everything go their way except winning the Super Bowl because they couldn't do everything last season. Everything was given to them, and the Rams didn't give that game to the Bengals last year. I think the Bills don't need everything given to them like the Bengals did, and it's just, I mean, they're too talented, and they're the team of destiny now that Hamlin is healthy, out of the hospital. Watch, I bet you he suits up for the Super Bowl. I bet you he suits up for the Super Bowl.
See, Chris, we've been talking about the uniform bleeding into your skin. Oh, this old. I think that might be the theme of the.
Yeah, and you got the Eagles and the Bills, two teams that lose more in a championship game than any other team in football.
So that's why I'm going Eagles. You're going Eagles for the Super Bowl. I'm going Eagles to win the Super Bowl because I think Josh Allen just gives you that Josh Allen game. That just everything that you thought wrong about him as a scout or him coming out, you're going to see it. You're going to see him press and throw some interceptions. It's just going to be, you know, because the last time, the first time the Bills won the Super Bowl, or I think it was the second time, they had like 10 turnovers in a game. I don't even know how that's possible. That's I don't even know that's possible. So I think they're a team of destiny. Until that point, because there's a two-week break that ends the destiny. The destiny is over. You get a two-week break. Everybody's enjoying themselves and relax, enjoying that you made the Super Bowl, right?
And the Bills are going to Bills in the Super Bowl and make it.
Yeah.
I'm talking like
38 to 10. I'm talking about a big loss. I'm talking like that. My brother Myers, he listens to this, he'd be pissed at me. That's what I see. I see like a just Eagles just running them off. It's the Bills just playing the worst game that they ever played. And you know, Jalen Hurts holding it up, and then you know,
and I'm not ready for that conversation. Jalen gets 60
mil, and then Jalen Hurts gets 60 million.
I'm not ready for that conversation. I'm not ready for a Jalen Hurts offseason. I'm just really not.
60, yeah, man. Because these quarterbacks about to get paid, man. That's what we talk about. Like, Justin Herbert's about to be paid. Joe Burrow has to be paid. They have to pay him now, right? I mean,
Bill, thank God that we're gonna trade Aaron Rodgers, and when we have to pay Jordan Love here because his contract's up next. I think next year. I think he's done with his rookie deal. We don't have to pay him like that, so we're gonna be able to put some people around him.
Yeah.
The future is bright.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow, he made that comment until they trade T. Higgins. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah. Well, Joe, since we have to pay you, we can't pay them. So have fun only throwing jump balls to Ja'Marr Chase. Have fun.
Tyler Boyd's getting old too, man. You know that contract about to be up.
That's gone. Yeah, he's the first one gone.
Yeah, Joe, you signed there on you. All they got is me. But Joe, you need help though. You do need some help. You do. You I'm sure you'll make sure they get to the playoffs all the time, but like we're talking about, you know,
next level.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, T. Higgins, man, he's got to get paid. Man. I think what's this year? I think he has to get paid this year, right? Year three, year.
Is this it? Year four? He was a first. Was he a first round pick? No, he was a second round pick, bro. Yeah, this is fourth year. This is the final year. Next season's his final year.
Interesting.
Next season's the final year of his rookie contract.
I'm just saying, Joe.
Because he's on that same, like, at least the Packers can use that fifth year option on Jordan Love, but it actually might not be economical to do that. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
We'll see, Marcus. Let's see how our predictions look for this playoff run.
Yeah, well, man. Hopefully, better than we did before. You know, I think I'm going crazy with my Chiefs one, but Patrick Mahomes won MVP, and that is just the death for a quarterback. You win MVP, it is the death. You.
Are well, not it's going been the case the last 2 years with my team.
It happened. What happened to him? 2018.
Who was the MVP before Rodgers?
Lamar Jackson.
It was Lamar right before.
Yeah. So
I thought Lamar got it. What didn't Lamar get it his first or second year in the league?
Yeah, 2019. Year, yeah.
Shoot. So it went Rodgers out last year, Rodgers out the year before, Lamar bounced the year before that, Patrick Mahomes bounced the year before that.
And then Tom Brady lost the Super Bowl. So he still lost, but he lost the Super Bowl. And then who won MVP in 2016?
Who won MVP in 2016? Was that Rodgers again? No. Or was that the year that Rodgers gave up everything?
Because that's the year Derek Carr got votes. Man, I remember right now. I looked at who won MVP 2016. Because I know 2015 was Cam Newton who lost the Super Bowl.
2015?
Yeah, and then 2014 is when the Packers blew the 19-7 lead.
Please don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. That's how you're gonna end the show on me like that.
Matt Ryan 28-3. That's why I take it. The Chargers
Rodgers won it in 14. They didn't make the Super Bowl in 14.
Peyton Manning won it the next year. They got beat 52-8. It's a thing, man. Yeah, it's a
wow,
thing, man.
It is a kiss of death, huh?
It really is. And nobody's won the MVP and won a Super Bowl in a long time. I don't even remember the last time it happened.
Was it Rodgers? No, 2011 was the year they went 15-1 and lost in the playoffs.
To the Giants, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's wild, man. It's a wild stat. And then 2012 was, I think it's, was it, that was A.J. Peterson, was it?
Yep.
You won MVP in 2012?
Yep.
See, it is literally it's literally a kiss of death, Chris. It's a kiss of death.
So that's why I'm going to man. That's dude, why. 1999
was the last
Kurt
time.
Warner. Kurt Warner. Wow. 10 players have won the Super Bowl and the MVP in the same season, and the last time it happened was Kurt Warner in 1999.
Wow. Oh yeah, but it's literally like yeah. That's why I say like Jalen. That's why I picked the Eagles because I know Jalen Hurts will win MVP and they're gonna give it to Patrick Mahomes. I know Patrick.
Well, I'm good with going with the Bills then.
Yeah, we're good, man. We're good. All right, guys. Appreciate you listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @ALPA_QB1, Instagram at @ALPA_QB1. Also, follow us on Twitter at @TheMarkJohnNFL for me, at @KingManillos for Chris. Also, of course, Facebook. I missed that. A Little Pocket Awareness. Get us on Facebook. And, of course, subscribe and download on Spotify. Because, you know, we're going to get to the draft class, even though CJ Stroud is like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked Twitter. He hasn't declared yet. We're getting really close. I mean, he's really thinking about it.
Like, how wild would that be? How wild would that be?
I don't know, man. If you look at next year, there really is the only prospect they have is Caleb Williams. I mean, I guess if you like Drake May, but I think Drake May has a long way to go before he's a.
Can you bust. You can Quinn? Can Quinn Ewers go next year?
I think so, but I would not do that.
He's only had one decent year so far.
Yeah, he didn't play well enough for me to be like, oh, I'm gonna. He's talented as hell.
Oh yeah,
but, I mean, he's got to beat Archie Manning next year, bro. What if you don't beat Archie? Archie's coming,
bro. That's why he's going to come to Arizona State. We need a quarterback.
Exactly.
You see Spencer Rattler? He's sticking around too. He didn't declare. He said he's going back to South Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. Because he played well at the end of the year. He's probably
trying to. He did.
He did, man. He played well at the end of the year.
He took it to Tennessee without their quarterback. So
CJ Stroud's probably just like, I'm the only one that's coming out next year. He's going to be over 6'3". So maybe I'm the.
That's it right there. Sign us off.
All right, guys. Peace.